A strong and shallow earthquake rattled northern Thailand Monday afternoon. It shook tall buildings in Bangkok hundreds of kilometers to the south, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. As darkness fell, officials warned residents in the province to brace for aftershocks. Daybreak Asia's Sarah Williams spoke with VOA's Southeast Asia correspondent Steve Herman, who felt the shaking in Bangkok.
Well, there was definitely a fairly strong earthquake that shook both Thailand and Burma. We felt it here in Bangkok. I'm on the 18th floor of a 30-story building, and I immediately thought, it must be an earthquake, but this is Thailand, not Japan. It's the first earthquake I've experienced in Thailand. And I actually started to feel a little bit queasy, and then went to the window to see if other buildings were shaking, and it continued shaking for about a minute. Now, here in Bangkok, we have no reports of damage. None of my books fell off the shelves or anything like that. But up in Chiang Rai, in the northern part of Thailand, very close to the epicenter of this shallow quake, when we're seeing estimates between magnitude 5.8 and 6.3, the USGS has it at magnitude 6. But we are getting some photos coming over on Twitter of some damage to homes, things falling off of shelves, baskets tumbling from gift shops, and even some cracks in the road, although sometimes when we see these photos, it takes a while to authenticate them. We also have a report from one of our freelance correspondents in Rangoon, the capital of Burma, that the electricity went out there, and it was felt there as well. So, you know, a fairly good shake, unusual to feel something this strong in Thailand. We have no reports yet of any injuries or any serious damage.
Yeah, I was just wondering, are Thailand and Burma usually considered at risk to get earthquakes?
Well, there is seismic activity in this part of the world as well, but compared to, say, Japan or even China, those areas that are on the intersection of the major tectonic plates, we don't experience the frequent and violent shaking that they get in those areas. But I would say they're a bit unusual, if not rare, to have an earthquake that can cause significant damage. And I'm now looking at more pictures on Twitter coming in from Chiang Rai, which is a beautiful community up in far northern Thailand, also very popular with tourists, hotels with cracks on the buildings, and we expect we can see some more reports coming in like that in the next minutes and hours.
VOA's Steve Herman in Bangkok, and if you haven't already, follow Steve's widely popular Twitter feed. His account is at W7VOA, and you'll receive updates and the latest from Bangkok and the surrounding region. Also, there's more online at voanews.com. It's available on your computer and via your smartphone if you happen to have one. Southeast Asia is seismically active, and quakes are often felt in surrounding nations. Major earthquakes are rare in Thailand, although tremors do often strike in the north of the country.